I welcome everyone. We're learning Tehillim in Kapitel Chav Zayin. It is Chav Dalet Elul, Tovshin Pei Dalet, the Yortzeit of the great Chavetz Chaim, Zechusu Yogin Aleinu. During the Tkufa, the time period of Elul, and majority of Tishrei, Minig Yisrael, by Ashkenazim, by Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard, is to recite Kapitel Chav Zayin. I asked a friend of mine, a Sfardi, he told me that they say Kapitel Chav Zayin on a regular basis as part of their davening, if I understood him correctly. Let's try to learn a little what is this Kapitel about. There are different obvious reasons to why we recite Kapitel Chav Zayin during this Tekufa. The first, the most famous, is that of the Medrash that tells us, L'davar Hashem Oiri V'yishi Pasuk Aleph. Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is my light in Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, Hashem is my salvation in Yom Kippur, where a person has his atonement, so he's saved from punishment. Later on in the Kapitel, we have a mention in Pasuk Hey, Ki Yitzpeneni B'Sukkoi B'Yoyim Ra. B'Sukkoi is obviously a reference to Sukkis. So you have over here a mention of the Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkis. Other ways of Bimaramis to Shmi Atzeres as well. That's one understanding as to why we say this Kapitel during this Tekufa. Ki Yitzpeneni B'Sukkoi. I mentioned in the past from Rav Avram Chaim Feuer, who has a fabulous, unbelievable encyclopedic work on Tehillim, written decades ago. I once thanked him for it when he was here speaking in Philadelphia, and he told me how difficult it was the days before the computer systems that we have today to make changes. I was recently thinking that if that sefer be translated to Lashon Kodesh, to Hebrew, the other way around, I think it would get a lot of, be received very nicely because of its masterwork that it is. So he writes in the Hakdama another reason as to why we recite this Kapitel during this time period. And we have the beautiful, I'll say now, famous words, because it is a song as well, in Pasuk Dalet, where David HaMelech beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem oyso avakish. What is this one thing that David HaMelech is asking Hashem, that he requests? Shivti beveis Hashem koy mechayai. David HaMelech wants to sit in the Beis Medrash all the days of his life. Shivti beveis Hashem koy mechayai. David HaMelech, as the last name tells us, he was the king. The king has the power. The king can do anything he wants. The king can go anywhere he wants. His pirates gather, as the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin. He can break through breaches legally because he's the king. He's allowed to do so. And yet, what is David HaMelech saying? Hashem, there's one thing I want. I want this one thing only. It's Shivti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei. All the days of my life, I want to sit in your house, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Knesses. I want to learn your beautiful Torah. And I want to take that Torah and make it my Torah. As David HaMelech tells us in the first Kapitel of all of Tehillim, in the first chapter of Tehillim, in the second pasuk, ki im b'seiros Hashem chetzoi, v'seiroso yehege yoimam v'loilo. With the Torah Hashem, Torah Hashem, there's a person desire, and in his Torah he will toil day and night. And the Farshim asks, is it Hashem's Torah or is it the person's Torah? It's Torah Hashem, the Reisha will call it, the first part of the Pasuk. And then in the Seifa, if you will, the Seiros Soi, his Torah, he is toiling day and night. And Mefarshim explain that at first, it is Hashem's Torah. Torah is Hashem. And that's what the person desires. But when a person toils, works hard, and he schwitzes, and he learns it again, and then again, then it's Teirosa Yehege, Yoimon Valoila. Now it's his Teirah. It's Teirosa Yehege. I mentioned recently, another occasion, how someone came over to me with tekifus, with strength, and was Parshas Paro. And they were laying in Parshas Paro. He comes over to me and says, who gives them the right to lay in my Parsha? I'm thinking like, what is he talking about? This is the most edel, sweet person you'll ever want to meet. They coined the expression, he couldn't hurt a fly after him. And what's he coming with such tekifas? Who gives him the right to lay my Parsha? Parsha's Paro? What's this Parsha? His name's out? Yo, body? What does that mean? And then he puts a smile on his face, and he was just kidding. And he says to me that because he has learned the Mishnayis Paro dozens and dozens of times, as it is one of the programs we have here, Mishnayis Shel Chesed, to learn Mishnayis for different occasions, for Yardside, Loyalenia for Shloishim. This is his calling. He gets the message to learn Parshas Paro, Mishnayis Paro rather. So he feels it's Torah Soi. It's his Torah. That's why he said when they were laying Parshas Paro, who gives them the right to lay? It's his Torah. It's his Parshas Paro. Which is beautiful how he felt. This is my kinyan. I made a kinyan on the Parshas Paro, Mishnayis Paro. And this is another reason, explains Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer, as to why we say Kapitel Chav Zayin, specifically during this Tekufa. Because the source of Chet, of Neveira, is the lack of the adherence to Limud HaTorah, to Talmud Torah. And therefore, David HaMelech here is saying, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem, Oysa Avakish, Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechayai. In Pasuk Dalit, David HaMelech is telling us, you want to do tshuva, you want to go in the ways of Hashem, you want to come close to Hashem, you want to live the reasons to why we are here in this world, why we have life. Find yourself a place in the Beis Medrash. And if you'll ask, where do we see a proof to the fact that it's the lack of Limud HaTorah, the lack of learning Torah, is the source, is the root of Avera, of Chet, of sin? I'd like to share with you two places that we can find this very clearly spelled out. The first is something that we're all familiar with very well because we daven this three times a day. And in some Siddurim, they actually take the advice of the Yartzeit of the Chafetz Chaim, as we had mentioned. They take the advice of the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim says in his Sfarim to put a little kiseris, a little topic, a little header above the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Chafetz Chaim says, look at that little topic, then begin the bracha. For example, in the bracha of Atochein L'Odom Das, you Hashem, you give Odom, mankind, Das, wisdom. So what does it say above that? It says Bina. The word is Bina, insight. So the person would look at the word Bina, tell himself, okay, I'm now going to be davening to Hashem about the topic of insight, of das, of knowledge, and then begin the bracha at the chayin l'odam das. What is the bracha? What is the topic of the bracha of tshuva? What is tshuva talking about? So if you look in the right after that, after bina, you have tshuva. It says tshuva. In other words, the topic of the next bracha is tshuva. Repentance. To come back to Hashem. Well, let's look at the bracha. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasech. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasech. We're asking Hashem as our Father, as a loving Father, to bring us back l'sayrasech to His Torah. V'karveinu malkinu l'avodasech. And then we ask, we turn to Hashem in the Malkeinu form, as our King, Hashem should bring us back La'avodasecha, to do His service, His mitzvahs. So what is tshuva? We see very clearly. Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecha. Tshuva means come back to the Torah. That's what tshuva is. The source, the root of tshuva is all limud ha-Torah. If you turn to what we'll be starting to say numerous times, Seres Mei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, this year Avin Malkeinu is on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we won't see Avin Malkeinu the whole time. If you look at Avin Malkeinu after Shemona Esrei, let's take a look at the first part when it's recited responsively. Avinu Malkeinu, we turn to Hashem as our Father and our Melech, our King. Hachazireinu, we ask Hashem to bring us back b'shuva shleimo lifanecha, in the complete tshuva. So now the question is, well, what does that mean? What does it mean when we ask Hashem to bring us back with tshuva shleimo lefanecha? So, in light of what we just said, I think we have our answer. We go back to Shemona Esrei. And the Shemona Esrei, Chazal, the Anshik Nesak Daila, who gave us the brachas of Shemona Esrei, they're telling us, you know what tshuva shleima is? Hachazireinu b'shuva shleimo lefanecha. That is Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecha. Bring us back to your Torah. As the Rambam tells us, step number one is you have to learn Torah in order to know what to do. And that's the basics. We are here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so what am I supposed to do? How do I find out what my responsibilities are? Oh, you want to find out what your responsibilities are? You have to learn Torah. You have to have a klis itin l'Torah. You have to have a set time to learn Torah. And this applies to men and women. Although men have a different obligation of Talmud Torah, where men have an obligation to learn yomim v'laylo, day and night, kol ha-Torah kula, the whole entire Torah, whereas women have an obligation to learn the halachas of the Torah that apply to them. That's their responsibility. The women have an obligation to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, all the halachas that apply to them. Of course, I wanted to mention, I will mention, it is as it is the Yotz of the Chavetz Chaim, where the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Sfarim that one of the ways to bring to Yerushalayim is to learn Chumash and Rashi. And women can do that as well. Right. They should do that. Learn Tanakh. But he specifically says Chumash and Rashi. Right. So this was more of the Hakdama, more of an introduction of why are we saying Kapitel Chav Zayin 27 L'David Hashem Oyer Yishi Mimi Iro Hashem Mois Chaya Mimi Evcha. The krayv alay mereyim lechol es besari. Sorai vayverli. Hey, machosh mafalu. Why are we saying all this? Hashem is my light. Hashem is my salvation. And therefore, who should I fear? Mimi iru. Hashem is my life strength. Mimi yevchad. Therefore, who should I fear? Who will I be afraid of? Mikrov alay mireyim lechol es besari. When evildoers will come to attack me and want to seek out my flesh. Sorai v'oivayli. What does this have to do with Elul, with Tishrei? And we answered that question just now. We answered that question besides for the references to the Yom Tovim. We want to go to the root. To the root of the source of Chet, where an Aveir comes from. And it's the lack of Limud HaTorah. And Limud HaTorah, a person can be learning as well. But it's a different level of his whole cheshek. We make a bracha lasoik b'divrei Torah. We'll make a bracha lilmoid divrei Torah. The bracha is not we should learn Torah. The bracha is lasoik b'divrei Torah. I want to give you an example close to home of a lasoik b'divrei Torah. My youngest son, he would come home from yeshiva and tell my oldest daughter how he made a pick six, how he hit a double and this and that. And he's talking all different sports. And she's looking down at him. She's tall. He's a little boy. And his neck is like perched up all like that. And she says, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's so excited with enthusiasm. And he doesn't even hear her say, I have no idea what you're talking about. He's just talking. Expressing his excitement of his victories in the game. His personal victories. Sometimes the team also wins. And then we go out. And we have a catch together. And normally, you know, Baruch Hashem has some other boys, and you know we have a catch. The father throws the ball to the son. The son catches it. The son throws it back. And that's it. You know, you enjoy the time of having the catch. Maybe it's a word or two passing you by. This little one, he doesn't stop talking. he's all about the game and this and ideas here and there. Everything. Lasoik. He's Isaac. He's involved. He's expressing himself. He's part of it. And Baruch Hashem, it's the same with his learning as well. But here we're discussing the mashal here. It doesn't say lilmoid. The moral is a pshat, which is not for now. And not done with the Tiferes Yisrael. Our job, our tafkid, our responsibility is to be oisek in Limud HaTorah. If whether a person is learning in Kailul, whether a person is working, and he's traveling back and forth from his job, his responsibility is to be misasik, to be involved in Limud HaTorah. Just to conclude, another angle, aspect, sometimes you see businessmen, and their whole ASIC, their whole business is what's on their mind, is that business. No matter where they are, no matter what the circumstances are, they're always involved in the conversation of the business. And then you also have those who no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, their ASIC, their business comes out in expressions of Limud HaTorah, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing. Where they're at the chasna. And that doesn't mean, once again, these are people who are learning all the time. They could be working people. But they know that their ASIC, their tafkid, whether they're a doctor, whether they're a dentist, a lawyer, an accountant, a plumber, it doesn't make a difference. Their ASIC, their focus is Limud HaTorah. And this is one of the main reasons why we're saying this also during this tekufa, to end the year in order to start the year on the right foot. You have certain times in Shas where you have an Amayer that says he learned something and he reviewed it 40 times. 40 times. And sometimes it's a little small thing, but he reviewed it 40 times. It's kemunach bekisa. It's like in his pocket now. And the Gemara tells us that odem mashish bekisa, yuchol shal, a shal person is always checking, make sure his wallet's in his pocket. Which is like a habit. We just check, you know. Subconsciously, we're checking. Okay, my wallet's there. Besides the time you check and it's not there. We have 40 days. We have 40 days of Elul to Yom Kippur. From the second day of Elul that we're reciting already, L'davar Hashem Oyev Yishi. And then we continue all the way, whole Tishrei. Come out a whole Tishrei until Shmiat Tzeres. Adva B'chlau, fine. And let this message permeate into our bones. We want to do a tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'serisecha. Let's show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have an asek. We want to have an involvement in Limud HaTorah. To have a kvias itin l'Torah, a set time to learn, that we keep it. We shall be zoiche to do this, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Serisecha, to do this chelik of tshuva. Because when one does this chelik of tshuva, Avinu Malkeinu Hachzireinu B'Shuva Shleima Lifanecha. It's a shleimus. It's a complete tshuva. When what? When my focus, when my asik is Limud HaTorah. Wishing everyone a ksiva, chesim ha'tov, and a good geben shiur. Wish only a bracha, hatzlacha, and shalom for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.